B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat. We do it every day at 1 o'clock. You call the line at 610-771-9751 and leave your messages, and we get the best of the best. What's today?
Oh, we're only 24 games into the season, but my God, I looked up Cesar Hernandez in the dictionary, and all I found was a giant piece of dog turd. This guy sucks.
Oh, man.
Oh.
People are trying to eat, dude.
That's a little harsh, my brother.
Me.
I mean, I hear you. I hear you.
I hear you. Giant pizza doctor.
Yeah, it's a little harsh.
Oh, man.
But I'd rather have Kingery there. That'll ease it a little bit.
Yeah, when Kingery, the king, comes back, we'll get the king. Got to trade the Cesar. You got Caesar and a king. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll keep the king.
We got royalty at that position.
That's
right.
All hell.
Guys, offensive tackle, guard, hit a center, protect Wentz. Wentz is your future. Wentz is going to get smarter, going to pick defenses apart, and he needs to be protected.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I mean, they're going to come away with an offensive lineman at some point. Either first round, either with that first pick, 25, or one of the second round picks, they're going to get an offensive lineman.
Yeah, what I want is protect Wentz, give Wentz weapons. Protect Wentz, give Wentz weapons.
Yeah.
Like lather, rinse, repeat that.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to maximize Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's smart.
Hey, Gabe, how about the bullpen tonight?
What? Oh, how about Reese? Branding the bases so dramatically. Oh, we had a marvelous of his glutes presenting to you. Oh, my.
Glutes. Ooh, his glutes. He wouldn't call it glutes, though.
What would you call it?
It's a gluteus maximus. Decimus meridius. Ass of a four. Son of a former ass. Ass of a former murdered bride. Ooh.
Listen, I've been calling this call line for years. If you're going to call the line, you got to grow a set. Sometimes they're going to give you crap, man. And you got to take it. Because they're in the driver's seat.
Thank you. He recognizes the way this works now. That's because the guy that we gave a little guff to about the spectrum vet question. I don't know if he's going to call the line again. We won't make fun of you, dude. We promise. But it was a little obsessive. But, hey, we appreciate that.
Well, it was Andrew.
Yeah, it was Andrew. I agree.
Just kidding, brother.
Hey, Anthony and Jason, I was just thinking about this. I remember when I was a kid, every once in a while when I went to a Phillies game, there'd be some jabroni sitting nearby who would bring a transistor radio, but he didn't listen to the game on his own set of headphones. No, he would broadcast the game so everyone sitting around could hear Harry and Whitey do the game. And I'm not against Harry and Whitey, but that's a violation. I'm at the game live. I don't want the radio broadcast. I want the ballpark experience.
You're right. A lot of people used to do that. They would bring it so they could hear the analysis of Whitey and hear Harry.
Is that a violation?
Well, I think it is a violation because you're giving the people around you a choice. And you're taking away their choice. Maybe they just want to hear the guy go, "Cold beer here." You know that guy. And yeah,
I hear you. Usually I agree with Jim, but that.
Huh. You don't see, here's one thing. The radio would be delayed.
No. Well,
from real time.
Yeah. No, there's no delay on that.
No, if you bring your own radio, there would be like a 30-second delay from real time, right?
Turn the delay off. Because if a curse word goes over during a professional sporting event, there's a rule in the, by the FCC that's called, it's called a fleeting reference.
So there's no delay during sporting events?
We don't delay Flyers games.
Good to know.
That's why TV is behind.
Yep, exactly.
Where you need to sync up, you ever want to sync up, and it's always, TV's always behind.
So you could use your DVR to be able to sync it up. But yeah, some sporting events do. Now, if you're listening to it via a stream, then yeah, that's automatically delayed because it does take time for the stream to process and it actually delays the signal. But if it's a what we call in our radio world program signal,
you would know.
It is live. And you are looking live and listening live.
Wow.
And certainly that was the case way back when Harry and Whitey were doing the games.
Is that a violation, though?
Well, I don't want to make the decision for other people. It's like this, Ann. Is it a violation for some woman to be walking around the grocery store with one hand on the cart that she can't steer and talking to her friend on the speakerphone?
Yes!
So I got to hear that she went to the nail salon and paid too much. I had to say something to a lady a couple weeks ago about it.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. Because I got stones. And I did it as a public service.
Because
there's a couple things here. Because she's on the speakerphone with the right hand, and she's got all this stuff in the cart, it's heavy. Now she can't steer the cart with one hand, because it's hard to steer, because you need to have the cross to be able to steer. So she's banging in everybody, while she's yapping on the phone. Not only that, but a couple curse bombs on the speakerphone as well, while I'm walking around the grocery.
And you had the kids with you?
No. There were kids in the grocery store, but it's a solo mission for me. When I go to the grocery store, I go solo.
So you said, what'd you say to her?
I said, when she banged into my buggy, as they call it in England, I said, maybe that wouldn't happen if you weren't on the speakerphone and you could steer with two hands. And she gave me the eyes. I'm just saying, it's a little rude. We don't want to hear your conversation. And some old lady goes, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. A mum goes, thank you very much. I said, mum, for you anything.
You're a hero.
Well, I mean, it's rude. I don't need to hear your conversation.
You know who you are. I just figured out you are. You're a lot like Larry David.
Would he do that?
Oh, yeah.
I never watched that show. I never watched
it. Oh, you never watched that show? It was a great show.
I heard it's great, but I felt like I got behind, and maybe I should watch it now.
They're evergreen. They're like Seinfeld.
It's gold, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that doing that and subjecting people to hear something against their will, like that would be. I mean, it's Howie and Whitey, so how could you be against it? But maybe some people like Jim just want to hear the peanut guy, and they just want to relax. They don't want to hear analysis.
It's interesting. I give you credit because I wouldn't have done it. I would have said anything to the woman.
Well, here's the deal, though. In the grocery store, you run into the same person every aisle. You're going one way, they're going the other, and you're usually on pretty much the same pace. So as we go past the chips, we get into bread. Now she's coming this way in the bread, I'm going that way in the bread. Then we get into canned goods, right? And I got to pick up, a can of cream corn, which I love. And then the pasta aisle, the whole thing. You got all these. I'm there looking for my rotelli or a farfalle, and she's going linguine and crashing into my cart every aisle. Then God forbid if I don't say something by the time we get to the frozen foods, when the carts are really full. I mean, she's knocking down shelving by that point. But I said something. I think everybody appreciated it.
Well, my mom did.
Yeah. Oh, well, my mom. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you saying that. Nobody needs to hear that language. That's what she said. 610-632-0975. I'll tell you, I'm a peach, man. You want to go back to the phone? Oh, hold on. I think our phone thing might be locked up. I don't see any time changing.
All right, let me give you the...
All right, well, let Anthony get this, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Let me give you the good ones.
All right. You made the list, man. I tell you, you did great work on this list.
So to me, Trot...
That is Stephen F. Austin?
That's a great pick, right?
It's a great pick.
Dawkins goes second round pick. You get a Hall of Famer. Right, how do you pass that? I mean, you get a Hall of Fame.
It's a great one.
Charlie Garner.
Third round pick.
You kidding me?
Yeah. It's a good one. Only good pick in that draft, by the way.
DeSean Jackson.
DeSean was the second round pick?
Yes.
To be determined. I'll go on that one.
Really? All right.
Yeah, good pick, but I don't know if it would make the top 20.
Shady.
Shady's a great one.
Nick Foles.
Yep.
Randall.
Of course.
Fletcher Cox.
Was it 14th?
And I know he's a first-round pick, but he's a dominating player.
Yeah, he really is. I'll go with you on Fletcher Cox. I believe in Fletcher Cox.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, it's a good pick. And consider all the other quarterbacks there. Yeah, I mean, Andy made the right decision, and then he picked the guy, and then he developed him. So, yeah, absolutely.
Seth Joyner.
7th-round pick, yep.
Clyde Simmons.
8th-round pick in the same year, yep.
And, of course, our own Brian Westbrook.
3rd-round pick, yeah, great one. You got a lot of good ones there. How about Jeremy Maclin?
See, I think Deshaun's a better pick than Maclin.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. Let me run this one by you. Because for years we would have said this was a bad one, but as it turns out, maybe it was the right one. Brandon Graham at 13.
I'd still rather have Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas is more of a dominating figure. Now, BG has
turned into a good player.
Played really well. So, I mean, it's not a killer, but, I mean, Earl Thomas had dominating years.
Yeah. Boy, talk about a draft where they got nobody besides BG. Nate Allen. I mean, they had a ton of picks here. Nate Allen, Daniel Teo Nashim. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Out of Washington?
Washington, yep.
Travard Lindley, Keenan Clayton, Mike Kafka, Clay Harbor, Riley Cooper, Charles Scott, Jamar Chaney, Jeff Owens, and Kurt Coleman. They had like 12 picks, and they hit on one of them, and that was
amazing.
First rounder.
Actually, the only guy who actually played, who was the first round pick again that year?
Brandon Graham.
Right, BJ. But the second guy was Coleman. Like he played for Carolina when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And Riley Cooper, obviously, a little bit under chip, but geez. That's a bad draft.
Terrible. All right, here's your bad ones.
All right.
Michael Haddix, Kenny Jackson, Kevin Allen, Lester Holmes, Bernard Williams, Jermaine McDougal, Marcus Smith, Antone Davis, John Harris, Danny Watkins.
Yeah, somebody bad with it. Did you put Jermaine Mayberry in there? Was he in there too?
I mean, I'll put him in for 11.
Okay, yeah. Bernard Williams is great. He had really long arms, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, look at it. Lester Holmes. Look at it. These horrible picks.
Yeah.
They went through they couldn't pick their nose.
Where did Bernard Williams go? Did he go to Georgia? Bernard Williams, did he? Georgia? Okay. Yeah, there's some bad ones in there, Ant. They picked up, you know, you can't put Reggie in there because that was a supplemental draft.
Yeah, I mean, you could go wrong in the USFL. Now, obviously, he was great.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of great players in the USFL.
All right, so that was the 1984, and they had the 4th pick, by the way. He played for the Memphis Showboats. I want to look at this list and see, A, who went ahead of Reg, and B, who went behind Reggie.
So real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your 94 draft. Bernard Williams, Bruce Walker. He went 37 overall.
Oh, God.
Charlie Garner was good. Joe Panos, Eric Zomalt, Marvin Goodwin, Ryan McCoy, Mitch Berger, the punter.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And Mark Montgomery. but that's not even as bad as this one. This is the year before, 1993. You ready for this draft? They had 2 first-round picks, if you remember.
In 93?
Yeah. They go Lester Holmes, Leonard Renfro.
Fullback.
Defensive tackle.
Oh, okay.
That's your 19 and 24 overall. Then with the 50th pick in the second round, Victor Bailey. The receiver who was trash.
Out of Mizzou.
Then they have 2 third-round picks. And they messed those up too. Derek Frazier, Mike Reed. They ended the draft with Derek Oden, Joey Mickey, and Doug Skeen.
What a terrible draft.
Is that the worst draft in the history of the league?
There's nobody in that draft. Renfro, maybe a tick. That's horrible, man. Who drafted that? Was that
93.
Is that Kotite?
Yeah, but he's not the personnel guy. I don't know who was there in 93. He was running things 93. I forget.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the GM was at that point. They shouldn't be working in the league anymore. Stefan in Redding's on the Fanatic. What's up, Steph?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Yo, Steph.
Good, good. And I'm out here patrolling the wall here for you on the western flank here. Keeping out the fakes here on the Game of Thrones.
We need you on that wall.
Thank you, my brother.
Real quick, I'm all drafted up. You guys were talking earlier about whether or not people are excited. I'm actually getting married here in June, and I actually planned my bachelor party around the draft. Real talk.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. So my boys are all getting together over the weekend. Going to sip around, sip on some suds, watch the draft. And then we're going out, obviously, but... You know.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man.
Are you going to a special location? You going to Al's Diamond out there in Redding?
Al's isn't my spot. That's not my get up anymore. But we're going out a couple of spots here. We're actually making a trip into the city for the weekend, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome, bro. I'm excited.
Yeah.
May not have made a trip or two to Al's Diamond.
Well, you know, it's a good spot.
Kerry
Collins,
where
you're
at. Time there, actually.
also, I did want to talk to Kerry, yeah, he's a West Long guy. Want to bring up a couple of different names for the draft. I know Jeff had earlier talked about Titus Howard, and that's a great fit. He's got a lot of cues and a little bit of hints going on as far as, you know, previous picks. He's a former quarterback. Obviously, we have a tackle currently on the line who was a former quarterback as well, so it kind of fits the mold.
He's kind of a lean, yeah, definitely.
Yep. And then another linebacker, I think we're real thin a linebacker. I like a guy in the second round. Mac Wilson is a guy who I'm really high on. Converted from safety. Rangy guy.
Yeah, and I like those converted safeties because they can run.
Exactly. And when you got these two D tackles in front of us, now third with Timmy Jernigan, let them ride sideline to sideline. You got to be able to stop Saquon and Zeke in this division. So I think that's a really good fit.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I like that.
Hey, Steph, enjoy the bachelor party weekend, man.
Congrats, my brother.
I appreciate it, guys.
Kiss your ass goodbye. Because it's all over now that you're getting married, brother.
Yeah.
that supplemental draft. So the first pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, of course, took Steve Young. The second pick was, remember the Nebraska running back, Mike Rozier?
Yeah, Camden from Camden.
Yeah, played for the Pittsburgh Maulers of the USFL.
Yeah.
The third pick was Gary Zimmerman.
He was great. He was a Hall of Fame
guard.
Yeah, from Vikings.
And then Reggie to the Eagles with the fourth pick. The Chargers ended up at six with Lee Williams. Kevin Mack was taken. Remember Kevin Mack, the running back for the Browns?
Yeah, he fumbled.
Vaughn for the Saints was in that supplemental draft. Not really many other guys in the first round. Man. William Fuller was, Mike Johnson for the Browns. But in the second round, how about this name? Mel Gray.
Yeah.
Mel Gray?
Yeah. Lions?
It's actually the Saints that drafted him there, but he ended up on the Lions. Gerald McNeil. Cleveland was all over this. Gary Clark was taken out to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, if you recall.
Smurf.
Yep. Clarence Verdon. The Redskins also got in that supplemental draft. But, yeah, not as many names as maybe you would think came out of that USFL draft.
And, look, Reggie White was the best one, really.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he was the best player.
Non-court rare.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And Steve Young, too. Wasn't too bad. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We're open to you live from Misconduct. By the way, tonight, this will be the place to be as well for the draft, right after Cuz's Corner. We'll have the draft show here with Devon and Joe Torti, so a great place to hang out. It'll be a great place to hang out with you tonight coming up for Cuz's Corner as well.
That's right. We'll be at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. We're going to be there at 6 to 7 every Thursday at the Sportsbook. We love going and hanging out at Parks. The Sportsbook's awesome. We always have a lot of fun. And it's great for the, whether it's your sharp or first time sports better, to make it easy to get your action in. You can bet the spreads and parlays and teasers and props and money lines all right there. The Sportsbook inside Parks Casino and Oasis. They got all the action on the big screens. It's right in the middle of the casino. It's awesome. Plus, they have their free Bet Slip Builder app, which lets you plot out all of your bets from anywhere with the latest odds. It's a lot of fun. And listen, here's the deal. it's the same spots. You can go to 422 in Oaks. Big game going on. Go to in that area. Go to Oaks, 422, the Racing Sportsbook. Or, of course, on the way to the games, stop by Packer Avenue in South Philly for the South Philly Racing Sportsbook. All tickets are good at any location, so you can cash them anywhere. Is Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. We're going to be there for Cousins Corner live tonight. Make sure you come hang out. It's the best of the best. The Sportsbook, Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, this Mike Scott news is not good. They need him. They need him. Father Charlie, they need him. That's Father Charlie over there.
Oh, yeah? What's up, Father? Do I call him Father or Charlie?
I'm Father.
All right. Facha?
He, that's a tough loss, man. I'm worried about that because, listen, he just eats up minutes. You need minutes to be eaten up with Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't Boban minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. We were just talking during the break with the counselor. And I'm realizing something. I think I'm falling in love with Jimmy Butler.
Not good.
I mean, literally, but as the idea of Jimmy, like, I kind of, like, was a little reticent at first with Jimmy because I was really worried about where there's smoke, there's fire. But then I see, you know, that some of those late game heroics of Jimmy and against Boston with the ninja pose. And then Jimmy, the other night where he has that one possession where he just slows it down. The Nets are on a run and he just slows it down and makes a very key basket and stems that run from becoming a, you know, 17-2 run, as opposed to now it's a 7-2 run.
Listen, if you've paid attention all series, other than he's first 35 in game one, each of those times when they needed a bucket, he's taken the shot, he's quelled a run. You know how I feel. I'm actually barred from talking about him. Because I got into, because I chastised that one guy.
You're losing your pipes there, Bo. I got to get you some nice tea.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'll get a pint.
No, but the thing is with Jimmy, and you're right, he was the only guy that showed up in game one. But the thing is, like, I'm swelling in confidence with Jimmy because when he gets the ball in those certain situations, I feel so good about it. You know, now this is going to be a big series for Jimmy, and he may end up with Kawhi at points. So he's going to have to really be on his defensive game because he's probably going to be the guy that they match up against Kawhi with defensively, right?
Well, no, it's going to be interesting. It's possible. You know, they could decide to go with Ben.
Like, little things sometimes take you to a different level. And when I saw that the Sixers were up like 21-2 in that game, and I keep bringing up that uncontested three. And Jimmy came out like full sprint running a 4-4, up already like 20 points in the game and just burying the Nets to come over and contest that shot and get a piece of it and block it. That to me showed me something that's rare when you're in that situation in a first quarter for a guy to bust it like that. To me, that's a rare quality in a player. And one that if you could bottle, you'd give it to everybody. Because it's an ultimate competitor move is what it was.
I mean, look, I mean, they wanted to, they got it really amped up. You could see them
feeding.
Yeah, they were saying like sharks in the water, but they wanted to play. They played like it. They played like there was blood in the water. They played like they wanted to shut them out for the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's how they play defense.
No doubt.
I just, and I've said this 100 times, but it's, you know, I want to say it again. I don't get the people that don't want to come back with this group. It's too hard. They've established where they have these five guys, and see if JJ can come back and kind of come off the bench next year. I think that would be the best thing. But they have this core, and they put together this core. I don't know why you would not want to bring it back. It makes no sense to me why you want to bring it back, because you got a window now. Like, it's time. You can win a championship.
And it's funny because, like, Golden State loses last night.
Exactly.
And maybe the window is even a little bit more open this year than you thought.
Yes. And if not this year, then certainly next year and the year after. And, you know, and one thing, you brought this up, and I think you're right about it. You don't know how long you got with Joe when it comes to health.
Mm-hmm. It may be 4 years with Joe. It may be seven. It may be 10 to 12. I tend to doubt it. But strike while the iron's hot. While you got them, let's go. Push them all in and get a championship out of it. Coach John's on the Fanatic. Hey, Coach.
Hey, man, this is, I guess Brett is looking a little better than he was a few days ago, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, what a series. He coached a great series.
You know, after the first game, nobody got crapped on more than Brett Brown, and he came back the next four. He tightened up the rotation. He started making better adjustments. All the things we were looking for, he did. And now he's coming into a new series. And the other thing he did at the end of the series, he's going to need Bolden in this next series. And he started getting him some minutes. And I thought that was a key because, you know, Bobby might struggle a little in this series against the Raptors.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about Bolden, though, man. He looks freaked. He commits. You saw him the other night in game four where he committed a frenzy of fouls in the second quarter. And then, you know, even in game five, the clincher, I mean, I'm a little worried about him.
But you had to get a minute. If you didn't get a minute.
No, I agree with your point. And look, without Mike Scott, you're going to need somebody to eat up minutes for Embiid.
All right, yeah, so Joe can't play more than 36, right?
Yeah, I got a little game we can play here, because you got to figure Butler, Simmons, and Harris got to play 40 minutes now that we've tightened up the rotation in round two. So that eats up about 120 minutes. And then with Scott down, you probably got to push Redick to 35, although you'd rather play him 30, and you got to play Embiid to figure 35. That's about 190 minutes. That means you got 50 minutes you got to kill off the bench. How do you crack up those 50 minutes and chop them up with the right players at the right
time? Oh, that's a great question, man. That's a great question. So Ennis takes up what?
Ennis got to be
25.
Ennis got to be 20 to 25, right?
Yeah, at least. Because quite frankly, you may have to go eat up 60 because of Embiid.
Because of JoJo.
Yeah. I don't know that he goes 35.
And remember, that's assuming no foul trouble.
Yes, it's a great point. You know, Bobby's going to have some of them, right?
Well, you figure Monroe and Bobby are probably split up the center minutes because they may have to play Bolden at some four.
I know.
All right, so you're going to give, what, like 18 to those two total?
No, I mean, Craig Monroe can't play 18 minutes. I mean,
no,
Bobby,
I mean total
play.
Between Bobby and 8.
No,
like
combined 18. I'm thinking 8 to 10 Monroe, 8 to 10 Bobby, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's more than you'd like, I know.
More than you don't even want to be playing Monroe, to be honest with you.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, he was horrible.
Horrible.
I don't know, maybe Rusty, he was so... Yeah, he was terrible.
All right, so here's...
I mean, I guess you're going to have to play Bobby. I think you go Bobby over Monroe.
Yep. Well, it depends on the matchup, who's in the game. But whenever you get a chance to put Bobby in and you like the matchup, you got to give him some minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. But you're going to have to play Bolton almost 20 minutes then.
Well, you're going to have to play him some at four. He's going to have to eat up some of Scott's minutes at four.
Yeah, well, Tobias is going to have to sit a step up.
And he's on 4-5, too. Like, remember, Scott's played 4/5.
Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can play a lot of minutes. But if you got to give Bolden 18, 8 to 10 for Boban and, oh, boy, and Monroe, you don't like that a little bit. This Mike Scott's got to be ready to go. Isn't plantar fasciitis just one of those things that kind of lingers, too?
Yeah.
And it's not like it's like Hey, roll some tape on it. You know? Whew. It's not good news. Not good news at all. So you're following that.
That's a tough one, man.
No question. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mikey Miss. He's got you 2-6 here on an NFL draft Thursday. The first round will be tonight. Rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow. And, of course, the remainder of the draft coming up
for us
Saturday.
Tomorrow might be the big day.
It might be, right? Was it start at 7 tomorrow night? Tonight's 8. Tomorrow's 7.
Yep.
And it gets a little bit more rapid tomorrow, obviously, with less time between picks. But,
you at least have 2 tomorrow.
And with the first pick, it'll be Kyler Murray heading to Arizona. Very interesting. What a decision that could turn out to be. Both good or bad, we'll find out. Stay tuned. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. Live here today. We are on location. A great place to be. How about this spot?
We love
spot
this Misconduct Tavern.
Yeah, 1511 Locust Street.
And great beer tonight. Great people here that welcome you. We like the people here.
Yep. So we'll be back. Wrap it up here from Misconduct Tavern right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, welcome back. We are live at Misconduct Tavern right here on Locust Street. You guys got to come here, and what a great staff. There's Samantha, the bartender, Isaiah, who's terrific. We got Rick, who's the chef, Fleming, who's our GM over here. Flem's terrific, great sports guy, knows his stuff. A lot of fun from everybody. Man. So tonight's a big draft show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Here at Misconduct Tavern, make sure that you stop by.
Yeah, Devon and Joe Torti will be here 7 to midnight tonight. They'll be checking in with Tim McManus, who will be at the War Room at NovaCare.
Yes.
Shefty will be checking in, Adam Schefter, from the draft in Nashville. And we'll get check-ins tonight from Brian Baldinger every hour from the NFL Network. Baldy checking in.
Ah, the best.
So there you go.
The
It'll
best.
Be quite
oh,
the night.
Baldy.
let's check in with in South Philly with Tommy, who joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got to call a violation on your worst Eagles draft pick because you forgot the biggest one.
Who?
Mike Mamula.
We talked about him, so don't
yeah,
forget him.
You know what's funny?
But he wasn't in the top 10. He wasn't in. You got to remember, the players that we passed up that take that slug.
Sap.
That would have been a big help. That them years we would have had Sapp on the line instead of big
yeah. Except like I could make an argument, brother, that he was not as bad as these 10 in front of me. Danny Watkins, John Harris, not even close. Davis. Marcus Smith.
With that is factoring in the guy that you didn't get when you took.
Cause all these 10, you can go. That's any draft. Draft. I'm with you. Like, listen, he was not a good pick, but he's not as bad as these 10 are bad, brother.
Yeah, like some of these 10 couldn't play at all.
Michael Haddix, dude. Kenny
Marcus Smith. Yeah, I know. The Eagles have some really good ones over here. He has some good ones, but. We always seem to miss out on that. We would take a guy, and then the next guy after that always became an all-pro, best of his position.
Yeah.
Mamula kind of became like the poster boy because he was the combine guy.
Correct.
The great combine, and that's why they overvalue and over.
But he wasn't as bad as people remember. Like, he was close. They were called the Kings of close, getting in the quarterback.
But he actually played for a while. So
exactly.
I mean, if you're going to look, you got a bust is a guy that you like drafted in a really high position that couldn't play.
I mean,
period.
These guys are terrible.
Yeah, I mean, horrible.
I mean, Danny Watkins, John Harris, Antonio Davis, Marcus Smith, Jerome McDougal, Bernard Williams, Lester Holmes, Kevin Allen, Kenny Jackson, Michael Haddix, Jermaine Mayberry.
Yeah. Mamula played 16 seasons, played 77 games. He ended up with 31 and a half sacks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, it's way better than these. I mean, these guys are horrible.
I mean, yeah, like Anthony Davis couldn't block me.
No.
So yeah, you're right. It and you can't just consider who they what who they passed up to pick them with, because that happens every draft, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. So the best ones were B. West, Clyde Simmons, Seth Joyner, Donovan, Randall, Fletcher Cox, Nick Foles, Shady, Charlie Garner, Doc, Trot.
It's a good list.
I had Deshaun, but Harold Carmichael is a great one that a caller listener brought up.
Fourth rounder, yep.
So that was the good. That's the good list.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of good ones on there. Carson Wentz may be on that list.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first round, not really expected. The reason why I had Donovan on there,
yep,
is because of the other quarterbacks were flops.
Yeah, Tim Couch. Well, they couldn't have got Couch because Couch went prior, but you're right. They could have gone Akili Smith. They could have gone Dante Culpepper. They could have gone Ricky Williams and gone running back, like so many people wanted them to do, but they didn't. Andy got his quarterback, and for the next, I guess in essence, almost a decade, he had that. When you have that position checked off, it's just so much better to be able to have a championship contender. That's the hardest one to find. And Andy found it right away. So full marks to Andy Reid on that one. And had some other good picks, including that drafting of Nick Foles, who comes back to lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl, which was great. All right, the great time here today at Misconduct Tavern. Again, join Joe Torti and Devon coming up here tonight for the draft. Cousins Corner tonight, Ant, you'll be on the road 6 to 7 out at Parks tonight. Enjoy that. If you're in the area, stop by there. You can lay the wagers down on who will be picked when.
Yeah, how about that?
How about you
can crazy
pick on anything these days. But Mikey Miss is coming up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We'll be back tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.